This is an issue that can cause such tremendous resentment in a marriage, because if your parents are violating me and you won't stand up to your parents, what it means is you've chosen your parents over me. And so, you know, leaving your parents doesn't mean being mean to your parents. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean forsaking the relationship. What it means is prioritizing. Literally the word leave in the Hebrew language means to let go of. And so it means if I had to choose, I choose my spouse over my parents. Welcome to the Marriage Today podcast. We are Jimmy and Karen Evans, and this podcast exists to help every couple succeed in marriage. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, it's so good to be here.
We're going to be talking today about something that causes a lot of problems, and a lot of divorces, unfortunately. We're talking about in-laws, and specifically about leaving your parents, about this issue of authority that a lot of people get confused about. You know, the Bible says that you leave, a man will leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. So the leaving there is assumed, that you're going to leave your mother and father, cleave unto your wife. The first principle there is marriage takes privacy. You can't be around your family all the time and have a good marriage. You have to have privacy. Now, we would see our children. Brent and Stephanie, our son and daughter-in-law, lived two doors down from us for years. And we would see them once or twice a week, maybe. We never went down to their home without, you know, having an invitation. And that was great. Mm-hmm. But if you're with your family every day, in other words, you're just, and maybe you work with your family or whatever, there has to be some dedicated time that you're alone to have the ability to bond together. Well, part of the problem here is when we leave home, we're under our parents' authority when we're at home. But when we leave home, we're no longer under our parents' authority. Sometimes there can be a confusion. Well, first of all, sometimes you have problem mother and father-in-laws, and they don't let go. And mothers-in-law have the reputation of being more of a problem in that area, that, you know, they bond more to their children, and when their children leave, their world falls apart and they pursue their children. But also fathers do it. You know, when we got married, my mother was the problem and your father was the problem, more of the problem. And your father was kind of a type A dominant kind of a person. He would try to control you, you know, and then my mother tried to control us and me especially. And so when that happened, we stood up to it, but it wasn't easy, was it?
No. Well, and I'm thinking, you know, our situation is probably a lot different than most people's, because you and I were both already very independent. You know, we were not living at home. We were supporting ourselves and living on our own. And so for me personally, I felt like I'd already left, you know, and you definitely had already left. And so, but I think about couples today and how, you know, if you do have that situation, you know, it may seem difficult, but once you start doing the right thing, it changes the whole dynamic of your family.
That's right.
And you pass that down to your kids. And so as hard as it may seem, you both have to be on the same team as far as we're together and our parents are third, because our kids are going to be second.
Yeah.
And so you have to start, you know, having those conversations with each other that says, okay, they're forcing us to be with them at Christmas. How do we handle this and not hurt the other side of the family? Mm. And, you know, okay, let's compromise. Let's do Thanksgiving with one family, Christmas with the other.
Well, the problem, Karen, is when you have a controlling in-law or in-laws and your spouse won't stand up to them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You get together and have these conversations and you make sure that you're on the same page before you ever get around those circumstances.
Yeah.
And for us, we were so respectful and honoring of our parents that we put up with a lot of stuff, you know, because we just, like you said, they were very strong personalities, so we just put up with it. And we would go home and just, you know, roll our eyes like, you know, I can't believe how they treat us, but we really didn't fight back enough. You know, we didn't really stand up enough until, you know, it got to the point where we could see it was unhealthy.
It was compromising our family.
Mm-hmm.
It was compromising our relationship with our children. Your father, when I came into the ministry, I worked for my mom and dad. And we got along fine at work, but my mother was very controlling person. Mm-hmm. Well, when I told my father that I was going into the ministry, he disowned me. He told me he never wanted to see me again. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a relationship with him for a long time. Well, in other words, he was trying to control a personal decision that I can't even imagine. Now, later they received Christ and we had a great relationship with them. But I also remember one of the times that your dad, you were talking on the phone with your dad. He was yelling at you. And I walked over and took the telephone out of your hand and told him that he doesn't talk to you like that. And we got in a fight, but it helped the relationship a lot. Mm-hmm. So the pressure that comes on couples a lot of times is one of the spouses resents it. Mm-hmm. And the commitment has to be, if it's my parents, I'm going to stand up to my parents. In other words, if your parents are attacking your husband, don't make your husband defend himself. If your husband's parents are attacking you, you know, that vice versa. And so you have to have a commitment that says, my mom and dad, I'm not going to go to my mom and dad for marriage counseling. Is when you tell your parents about your marriage trouble long after you have forgotten it, they still remember it.
Yeah, acutely. That's one thing we never did.
No.
We never talked about our issues with our parents ever.
Well, so don't tell them. The second thing is, don't let them criticize your spouse. You know, it's just don't listen to it. And just say, if every time you're around with your parents, they're belittling your spouse, just say, I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about them like that. Mm-hmm. Because what they'll do is they'll try to disparage your spouse because they're trying to get your affection.
Well, and it makes it hard because, you know, the longer you go in your marriage, you start having children and you have your parents being the grandparents. So they really are helpful sometimes being the grandparents and taking care of your kids. And at the same time, you don't want to rock the boat because you like them being the grandparents. And so, but you can't give in. The main thing is to go back to the beginning and say, these are our rules. These are our boundaries. Mm-hmm. We're going to stick by it. Write it out. Write it on paper so you can pull it out and remind each other, okay, this is what we agreed to. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like doing the vision retreats. We agreed to this with our parents and then stick by it.
Yeah.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here. And today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
Dave and Ashley have a new book out, by the way. It's called Married Into the Family. And it's about in-laws. You can get it on Amazon. And it's a great book. This is something that you can't afford to get wrong. Mm-hmm. Because it's something that happens so often. When I've going around the country and doing marriage conferences, I've heard nightmare stories over and over and over about problem in-laws. And in every situation, there's control. Mm-hmm. When you're at home as a child, you're under your parents' authority. When you leave home, in other words, children obey their parents. When you leave home, you're no longer under their authority. Now, if you're taking money from them, like if you're in college and you're taking money, well, they get more of a vote. But even then, you're not under their direct authority. When you get married, you're not under your parents' authority. Mm-hmm. And part of the confusion that comes is if you have a real dominant parent, and your dad and my mom were both very dominant, if you have a very dominant parent trying to control you, mm-hmm. you have to stand up to it.
Yeah.
And the where they call your bluff is they've been telling you what to do all your life. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden you have to tell them no.
Yeah.
But you have to tell them no. Now, my mother, my parents, you were talking about grandparents. My parents broke our rules constantly. Mm-hmm. And we told my parents when they took care of the kids, we don't let our kids watch these cartoons. We don't let them watch this. And they didn't think that was right. Mm-hmm. And my mother told me, she said, "That's not right, Jimmy. You shouldn't, there's nothing wrong with that." I said, "Mother, those are our rules. If you're going to take care of our kids," well, our kids told us later when they got older that they got to watch anything they wanted to watch. And so, but if you're going to take care of the kids, we want you to support our values and what we're doing, so on and so forth. But this is an issue that can cause such tremendous resentment in a marriage, because if your parents are violating me and you won't stand up to your parents, what it means is you've chosen your parents over mm-hmm. me. And so, you know, leaving your parents doesn't mean being mean to your parents. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean forsaking the relationship. What it means is prioritizing. Literally, the word leave in the Hebrew language means to let go of. And so it means if I had to choose, I choose my spouse over my parents. Well, you do have to choose. And if you don't choose, you've made the wrong decision. And so leaving your mom and dad for the sake of your marriage means I reprioritize that relationship, exactly what you said. My spouse is first, my children are second, now you come third. And if you try to violate the sovereignty of our home, we're not going to let you. We're going to mm-hmm. have boundaries. And so those boundaries are going to protect our relationship with each other, and mm-hmm. it's going to also protect our relationship with you. Now, we had problems with your mom and dad. We had problems with my mom and dad. Most of the time, it wasn't acute. In other words, it wasn't something happening every day that was threatening our marriage. But it is something that when we look back, we've been married 50 years. When we look back, I wish we would have been stronger sooner with our parents, because it did have a negative impact on our kids. Mm-hmm. But both of our parents had a negative impact
right.
on our kids. Well, we hope that this has been helpful for you today. And I encourage you to get David Ashley's new book, Married into the Family, if you're having in-law issues. But just as a reminder, from the very beginning, God said a man will leave. This is talking about men and women. You leave your mother and father, you cleave into your spouse, and then everything's hunky-dory after that. Is don't dishonor your parents. The Bible tells us to honor our mothers and fathers. And so it's very important that we have an honoring attitude toward our parents. We don't sit around bashing them all the time privately. But it also is important that you understand you don't have to obey them. They don't have authority over you any longer. Now, again, if you're taking money from your parents, or if you're working for your parents, you know, they have authority over you at work, but that doesn't go home with you. And they're not able to control your private life through that. So these kinds of issues are so important. Tell your spouse in no uncertain terms, you're more important to me than my parents. If it came down to it, I would leave the relationship with my parents, but I won't leave you. And let them know. And also let them know that they're the priority by telling your parents the truth. Whenever your parents are violating your boundaries, whenever they're asking too much of you, whenever they're trying to demand of you something that is having a negative impact on your marriage, you have to be committed to standing up to them. Let me say this. If you're not going to stand up to them, at least go to your spouse and say, they intimidate me. You know, I don't know how to talk to them. Would you go with me to talk to them? And then as a couple, you have to talk to them. If you can't do that, write them an email, leave them a voicemail, but you have to let them know this is not behavior that we're going to tolerate. Now, I mean, I have had situations where I'm listening to a couple tell me where there's been threats, an in-law is so controlling that when you stand up to them, they threat. There's all kinds of threats. They threaten to do themselves harm. They threaten to write you out of their will. They threaten whatever. Just fill in the blank. You're not going to control us through intimidation or manipulation or domination. You're not going to do it. We have left you. Okay. We love you, but we've left you. We've reprioritized you. If you want into our lives, you're going to have to stand in line, and you're going to have to be respectful of our relationship. So we hope that this is helpful to you today. I hope you can be back next time for another Marriage Day podcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with Exo Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out exomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.